listening to Spooky Show with your host, Kate.
Ding dong merrily on high, it's episode 100.
It's episode 100! Oh, I just started printing something, so sorry.
What the hell? Why'd you do that?
It just went.
But you pressed the button to go.
Hold on.
You pressed the button for it to start.
It'll take 2 seconds.
Whatever, just do it. Well. I think the noise gate is high enough that we shouldn't hear it.
Okay, well, if you can hear my printer, apologies. Sorry about that disruption.
Probably printing labels for your Poshmark orders. A lot of people bought a lot of stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, and I did want to talk about that at the top of the episode this week. Yeah, I'm selling clothes on Poshmark. Lots of good stuff. Get it while you can. It's going fast.
Yeah, while it's hot.
But yeah, that'll be in the description, the link to that. And then, yeah, 100th episode. Welcome to Spooky Show, the spooky show in the entire world, history, universe, ever, in life, and 100, 100, 100. I'm your host, Kate, and Harrison is here, too.
Hey! Wow. Congratulations, Katie.
And for our super special 100th episode, we're going to do a bonus episode where we answer your questions.
We got a lot, surprisingly.
We did get a lot, so it's going to be a separate episode, and we'll do it, it'll just be up with this, so.
Yeah.
Check it out if you want. If you don't care, I understand. So a lot of like spooky related questions though. So it's very fit for the pod.
Heck yeah.
All right. For this story, this is probably one of the most insane stories I've ever heard.
Okay.
True crime story. I heard it on Case File. It came out like a few weeks ago, and I was like, what is happening? What is this? And I was like, I need to do this. I do suggest listening to that episode. It's like 2 hours long. It's like way more detailed.
There's the printer.
So
I like that it sings to you, too, after it goes
ding, 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 ding. I'm done. So, yeah, it's like very, 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 very detailed. I am as detailed as I can be, but, you know. Harrison can't sit here that long. He has severe ADHD.
Bad.
Okay, so let's get into it. Okay, it's December 5th, 2015.
Hey, okay. So relatively recent, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Omaha, Nebraska. The police get a call from a woman named Liz Goyler saying she was shot in the leg in the park.
Okay.
So she was sitting on a park bench by herself, and a woman came up to her, shot her in the leg, and ran away.
Weird.
So the police, they rushed over to the park. They were never able to catch this woman that Liz said shot her. And Liz was transported to the hospital, and she did survive. She was shot in the leg, you know. So we're going to flash back 3 years earlier.
Okay. Because,
like I said, so much insanity led up to this shooting in the park. Yeah. So to understand everything, we need to talk about a man named Dave Krupa. Oop, not Krupa, Krupa.
Dave Krupa.
So Dave Krupa moved to Omaha, Nebraska in 2012 after he got a brand new job managing an auto repair shop and getting out of a long-term relationship. It was 7 years long with a woman named Amy Flora. They had 2 kids together, but nothing really moved forward from there. They never got married, so they just decided to part ways, and Dave decided to move and just get a fresh start. And
he's on his divorce dad shit.
He was ready to live the single life. Like, he got a new job.
He was ready to go.
He got himself a bachelor pad, and he was only 35 years old.
Oh my God. Yeah. A young chap.
Yeah, he is. And he's good looking, a good looking man. He's ready to go. So he, of course, decides to start online dating after he moves to his new town.
Okay.
So he went on a lot of dates. As you should. And he wasn't really looking for anything serious. He kind of just wanted to, like, see what was out there. And he would tell these women that. Like, he would be like, I'm not looking for anything serious. Like, just so you know. You know, he would tell them at the start of the date. So one of the first women that he met on this online dating website, which I believe he was using Plenty of Fish, which is mistake
warning
number one,
number
my
one,
friend.
Yeah.
So he on one of the first women he met was Liz Goyler.
Okay. I do feel like I actually know this story.
Really?
Now. Yeah, now that it's starting, everything's starting to come back to me. I was about to say Plenty of Fish before you were like, he was on.
Oh,
why?
I wanted you to
be
surprised.
I definitely don't remember the details of this, but this was like an extremely, this was big on, this made the rounds on Twitter and
probably
on, and on Reddit and stuff like that a lot.
Freaking wild.
Yeah. And this is like prime, this was like when I was prime, another prime era of being on the computer was like the 2015, 2016 for me personally, because I was in college. So I had a lot of, I was just on the computer even more than I am now.
Yeah. So he met Liz Goyler. So we talked about her earlier. She got shot in the park, in the leg, and they went on a few dates, and by the fourth date, they were kind of like ready to take the next step, which was to do the deed. But Dave, like I said, he always told his dates he wasn't looking for anything serious, so he made sure to tell Liz, and Liz was like, oh, that's so fine by me, I'm not looking for anything serious either. So they did the deed, and that was that. So they continued to see each other, but they were also seeing other people because they were like, oh, we're not going to be exclusive. It's fine. So Liz, she was a single mother who had kids around the same age as Dave's kids. So they definitely like bonded over that and being single parents. And she had her own cleaning business. So she was just like out to have a good time. She was doing her thing. She wanted nothing serious. Fast forward to 6 months later, Dave, he was working his job at the auto repair shop when in walks this beautiful woman named Carrie Favre.
Carrie Favre.
So Dave said that when she walked in, he was just captivated. He instantly felt a spark. So Carrie comes in, gets her car fixed, and Dave didn't really, like, do anything. He didn't ask her on a date. He didn't ask her for a number. Kind of just let her leave and was like, maybe I'll see her again if the fates allow. So coincidentally,
plenty of fish in the sea.
Coincidentally, there are plenty of fish in the sea, and he did run into her again on Plenty of Fish.
Dang.
Yeah. So he messaged her and they ended up going on a date. He said the date went amazing. They bonded so well. They instantly connected. It was a great conversation. They went to Applebee's for their first
date. Damn, great first date.
I know. Applaud. They had a great time. At the end
of folks, sound off in the Spooky Show DMs. Between the three, Fridays, Chili's, or Applebee's?
Oh, what? If you say Fridays, what the heck is wrong with you?
Fridays can be rocking if you get it when you're there. Like, you know, like I've had takeout
when it's Friday.
When it sucks. Or like when it's fresh.
Yeah.
Like out the kitchen, it's pretty good.
I don't really, we were never a big Fridays family. I never
we just
really
had
went
close
there.
To us. So we, it used to be like when we would like run errands on Saturday, we'd go to like early dinner or lunch there because it was like one of the handful of places that was around. Before my hometown got more popping, which now there's a billion and one fucking places to eat. You can't even,
yeah.
You can't even trip over yourself without finding somewhere to eat.
Yeah. So at the end of the date, they decide to go back to Dave's apartment, and they get there and start to hook up. And then Carrie is actually the one who
Ooh.
Talked to Dave first about, like, her not wanting anything serious. So Dave was like, damn, I hit the jackpot with this one. Like,
he's like, damn, Applebee's and Smash, girl.
I know. He's like, I don't want anything serious either. This is perfect. And at the end of the night, he walked Carrie out of his apartment. And as he's walking her out, he saw Liz walking up to Dave's apartment at the same time.
Okay.
And he hadn't seen Liz in a bit, so he was like, what's happening? He also didn't invite her. He had no plans to see her anytime soon. And he said that Kari, her name is spelled C-A-R-I, but it's Carrie. But in my head, I'm like reading Kari.
Yeah,
Carrie. I don't know, but it's Carrie.
It's like John's song.
So Carrie and Liz just passed each other briefly. There was no interaction, no introduction. Like, that was it. Carrie left, and it turns out that Liz just went to pick something up. She left at Dave's apartment. So it's kind of weird she didn't call before or let him know she was coming, but whatever. She picked it up, and she left. So as the weeks went on, Dave and Carrie continued to see each other and have a good time. They were starting to get pretty close, and Dave actually gave her a key to his apartment, and he let her stay over a lot. And it even got to the point where he, like, would let her stay during the week, because Carrie had a computer programming job that was right down the street from Dave's apartment. And she got assigned this like really big project at work. And she didn't feel like commuting like an hour back and forth to her place in Iowa, since like this project was causing her to work really late and really early. So Dave let her stay for like this, the duration of this project. But they made it like pretty clear.
I mean, that's a crazy move.
What do you mean?
He's letting her stay.
Yeah, after like 2 weeks of knowing each other. He's like, and gave her a key. Yeah. But
that's crazy.
He made it clear. And so did she. They're like, but we're not moving in together. Like, this is just temporary.
We're not moving in together, but we are going to live together. We're going to cohabitate
for a little bit of time.
Yeah, we don't live together. We just cohabitate.
I don't know. There was putting boundaries on it.
Yeah, sure.
So a little bit about Carrie. So Carrie Farva was also a single mother. She was 37, and she had a teenage son by the name of Max. She got pregnant at 22, decided to keep the baby as a single mother.
Damn, like, so the kid was 15? Yeah. And damn, that's pretty... So there's like a fully, almost a large grown son.
Yeah.
Like, that is in the picture.
Oh, no, but he's not. He's back.
He goes with the dad?
With his grandma, with her mom. Okay. So he's not like, staying there too.
And how old are David's kids?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So she prioritized Max a ton. She like literally gave up everything to be a good mom to him and keep them afloat. She did get diagnosed with severe depression at some point in her life and had struggled with like getting out of bed some days, but she did end up like getting help for that. And she did also get diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but she got medicated for that too. And sometimes she would like randomly get off her medication.
She's having a hard time. Yeah, but mentally she struggles off and on.
She does. And like with her medication, she's like totally fine and she's doing the damn thing. She's got a good job. But she would sometimes get off because she didn't like the way it made her feel. But she would get on again all the time. And it was kind of always on and off. But by this point now with Dave, she was on her meds. She was doing really well. She was really happy with the computer programming job. So it was all good.
Okay.
So like I said, Carrie and Dave's relationship seemed to be going very well. She finally gathered her things and moved into his apartment for that. I put a week. I think that's what it was, but I'm not sure. Dave said he hardly saw her. He hardly saw her with how hard she was working. So it was very like chill and clear. Boundaries of not considering this a move-in were like perfectly set. Yeah, like I said, especially because they've only known each other for 2 weeks at this point. So now let's fast forward to November 13th, 2012. So the day started just like any other.
Okay.
And Dave and Carrie were both getting ready for work.
It's only in 2012.
Yeah. I'm kind of going like, how is this going to go over.
To it's, get to what happened in that weird event in
you
20...
You will never guess. So Dave kissed Carrie goodbye and left for work. And Carrie stayed behind because she still had some time before she had to get to her job. But mid-morning, Dave started to receive a bunch of messages from Carrie. And the first message he gets from Carrie is her saying, "Hey, I want to move in together for good." So Dave was like, "Wait, what? Like, we talked about this so many times. We're not moving in together." So he messaged her back and was like, "I'm not ready for that." Like, you know.
Yeah, no, we agreed.
Yeah, we agreed.
We had an arrangement.
He was very nice about it. He's just like, "I don't think I'm ready for that. Like, let's talk about it more."
Okay.
But this message ticked Carrie off, apparently. She started sending him nasty messages back with a lot of profanity, like saying things like, "I hate you. I never want to see you. I'm dating somebody else anyways. You're a horrible person."
Jeez.
So Dave was obviously confused. The last thing she sent was, "Fine, go away. I hate you." So Dave was like, "Okay, guess I dodged a bullet with this one." Like, he was like, you know, maybe I did eventually want to take that next step, but not anymore. Like, glad I figured that out sooner than later. So later that day, when he gets home from work, he got to his apartment and, like, Carrie was gone. Her things were gone. And so Dave was like, "Phew, okay, Thank God. So as the days followed, he continued to get nasty messages from Carrie, and they were nasty, like calling him a horrible person, telling him to die, that she hates him. And he was like, all right, move on. It was 2 weeks. Like, what is happening here? So he was annoyed. He was confused. And a few days after, Carrie texted Dave saying that she wanted to move into his apartment. She also sent a message to her mom saying that she wanted to move to Kansas by herself, that she got a new job and wanted to start a new life.
But she just got a new job, didn't she?
No, she had this job, but she got put on like a huge project. Yeah. Okay. So she's like, I got a new job. I want to move to Kansas. I'm going to start a new life. And she said she didn't want to take her son with her.
What?
So this confused the hell out of her mom.
So there's precedent for that too, right? Like when she went to go work on the Oh, no. Okay, because it was only temporary. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm trying to be like, what about this? Well, it's not that weird, right?
So, yeah, her mom was like, what's going on? Because Carrie loved Max. So she's like, why are you just skipping town and leaving your son here? And Carrie was just like, I can't be here anymore. I need to start a new life. Take care of Max and I'll be in contact. And that was it. So the family didn't see Carrie after that, and no one spoke to her on the phone either. Anytime someone would try to call her, she would just ignore the phone call and would only text them. Even to her own son, she wouldn't talk to him, just text him. So Carrie...
Suspect.
So Carrie's family, they weren't immediately too concerned, where they thought, like, oh, she's missing, like, something bad has happened. They honestly thought that maybe she just gotten off her medication and was just going through, like, some sort of learning experience, trying to find herself. They thought for sure she was going to come back. Like, they're like, she'll be back soon. But Carrie's stepbrother was getting married soon, and they thought, like, for sure she was going to come back for that, especially because her son Max was going to be part of the wedding ceremony, and she was excited about it. But the day came, and Carrie's mom continued to message her, asking her where she was, and Carrie never shows up. So the family is like, okay, we're next level concerned now. Like, that's okay. Weird.
Yeah.
She didn't bother to call the family either. She just sent a message saying, I'm not going. So after the wedding, they decided to file a missing persons report on Carrie because they thought maybe something happened to her, because that was really strange of her not to show up for that. So the police just asked some general questions about Carrie, because at the same time, she's an adult. Like, she can kind of do whatever she wants. Yeah,
of course.
And the mom.
And she's made it through tough times before.
Yeah. And the mom told the police that Carrie has a history of depression and bipolar disorder, and that she may be off her medication. And that's when the police were like, oh, okay, we get it now. She's just having an episode. So they didn't take it seriously at all.
Get it now. We don't understand this at all.
Yeah.
We got it.
It's just an episode. She's fine. Yeah, they didn't really do anything.
Just another episode.
But the family continued to, like, search on their own. They continued to call Carrie, waiting for her to pick up, begging her to just, like, they're like, just pick up the phone so we know that it's you.
Yeah, right.
And you're good. And then we'll leave you alone. Like, we'll stop contacting you.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just need to make sure that this is what you actually want and that you are the one communicating with us.
We
want to
hear your voice.
Yeah, we're your family.
Yeah.
I mean, even that alone, you know?
Right.
Like, and we love you.
Carrie would just get angry at them whenever they asked for, like, proof that it was her, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So as time goes on, Carrie continues to send nasty messages to Dave. She has not stopped harassing him with the same mean messages about how she hates him and how horrible he is. So she would also send creepy messages, like, oh, that blue shirt looks good on you. And, like, Dave would be wearing a blue shirt. So now Dave is worrying about his own safety. And then Carrie started harassing Liz, Dave's old fling.
What the hell?
Why? Yeah. really random. And she would send Liz messages saying things like, oh, I'm better than you. She would post on Facebook. This is a direct post. Liz is the hoe that took my boyfriend away from me. Now I have to meet a really nice guy. So now Liz is like so confused and annoyed too. And Carrie's sending threatening emails to Liz saying like, if you don't keep your hands or lips off my man, I will hurt you. So Dave is feeling real bad about bringing this crazy lady into Liz's life. And so this honestly brought them like closer together. Like they started bonding over this because they're both getting stalked by like the same person. And they hadn't really been in contact really. So this kind of brought them together. And there was one instance where Liz came home from work and she pulled up to her garage and saw that it was vandalized and in spray paint it said, Liz is a whore.
What?
So she reported this to the police and she said she thought it was Carrie and explained the situation. And the police were just like, okay, well, like, we'll investigate. We'll see what we can do. Like,
yeah, I guess so.
Well, they're like, well,
what do you say, lady?
They actually started to investigate.
Okay, okay.
So now there are two cases open against Carrie at this point, one in Iowa, where she was reported missing by her family, and one in Nebraska, where she's reported for stalking and harassing and breaking and entering, all that.
So now she's got, in theory, two police forces looking for her.
Right, and they obviously don't know the other, you know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They're not in contact.
Yeah, they don't know each other. They're not connected.
So as time went on, thousands of messages continued to pour in. Police deduced that this woman probably dedicated her entire day to just sending messages and emails and photos to Dave and Liz. She would, like, there were just so many. So she would send messages like, I see you and Liz are on the couch right now, cuddling. Must be nice. And they would both get that message at the same time. So it was clear she was looking through Dave's window. Like, she was outside stalking that house. At one point.
That's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. So Dave's place of work got vandalized as well with, like, you know, nasty spray paint messages. So it's, like, taking over their lives.
So much for being a good Christian on Plenty of Fish.
It's taking over their lives. So a few months later, Dave comes home from work and sees that Carrie's car is parked in his parking lot.
No.
So he starts freaking out, thinking she's waiting in his apartment.
With a knife, yes.
Yeah. So he calls the police, takes a photo of the license plate and the car, and the police go over, and she's not in the car, and she's not in the apartment. So police take that car into evidence, because they're like, yeah, you know, this is a stalking situation. Let's see if we can find anything in this car, I guess. And they start looking for things, but they didn't find anything weird in there. Now, going back to Carrie's family, they're still worried. She now missed her son's 15th birthday. Sometimes she would send messages to Max saying that she was going to come get him soon and take him with her, but she would just never show up. There were even some instances where Carrie would text her best friend and tell them, like, oh, I made a mistake leaving. I regret that. I'm ready to come home and fix everything. But she would just never show up or agree to meet with anybody. So, like I said, we are in two different states here, but the case is open against Carrie. So the family doesn't know about the stalking situation in Iowa at all. Neither do the police there. And then, Carrie missed her dad's funeral. So she apologized to her family for missing it through text message, and they were like, for real, you need to call us right now, like, so we know it's you. Like, Carrie wouldn't miss her dad's funeral, and Carrie would say no. And so the family started getting like super super angry. So they're like 100% certain now that the person they are talking to is not Carrie. They're like, this isn't her, because she would have shown up for her dad's funeral.
Yeah.
She's not sending us photos. It's her. She's not talking on the phone. This isn't her. So now Max messages Carrie on Facebook and is like, okay, I need you to answer three questions so I know it's you. And they were, what is my middle name? What was our first boxer's name? And what is my best friend's name? and Carrie read that message and didn't answer it. Instead, she posted a long Facebook post, and it said, "I have answered enough questions to prove myself to everyone I am done. You can't either believe I am your daughter, mother, sister, and friend that you have known your whole life, or you can just leave me alone. I have proven myself over and over, and I'm done. I left on my own free will, and I'm sick of everyone giving me a hard time for doing what I needed to do. I'm not missing. I just don't want to come home right now. I am a grown woman, and if I feel like leaving home, I have the right. I asked my son, Max, Maxwell James, to come with me, but you didn't want to. So when I am ready to come back home, I will. I am sorry for hurting everyone and just up and leaving. I know I have upset some of you, but I needed to do this for me. Sorry, and I hope someday you can forgive me. I love you all very much, but I need time still to sort things out."
What?
And that was on May 18th, 2013.
I need some more time. Give me 5 days, man.
Give me 5 days. I'm working on it. So, going back to Liz and Dave's situation, they're just still going through it. The messages, all stalkery and threatening. And then out of nowhere, Dave receives a message from Carrie with a photo that looks like Liz or some female tied up in the back of a trunk with their mouth taped shut. And Carrie says, "If you want Liz back, call Liz and call her a fat whore and that she's ugly and that you never want to see her again."
That's
So Dave,
that's one way to do it.
Yeah, Dave doesn't believe this is Liz in that photo, like tied up in the trunk. So Dave calls Liz. He's like, "I'm just going to call her directly." And is like, "Are you in the back of a trunk right now all tied up?" And Liz is like, "No, I'm fine." So Dave just ignored Carrie's message. And then on Friday, August 13th, 2013, Liz's home is set on fire. So thankfully, her kids weren't in the home, but her.
This is wild. This is one of the craziest, like, female stalking stories I've ever heard. Donald Glover has, like, a really great old bit about this in his first stand-up special where he's like, "Yeah, you always, you never hear stories about, like female stalkers because it's, like, too crazy. Whereas with the men, it's just, like, They'll do insane stuff to you, like, you know, like die or like, I think he said something like they'll color your kill your dog or something like that. But like the reason that like I'm jumbling this so badly, but ultimately he's like, "Yeah, well, men just kill the person they're stalking, whereas women will, you know, light your house down or like kill your dog and stuff like that."
Funny you say that. Yeah, her home was Liz's home set on fire. Her kids weren't in the home, but her two dogs, her cat and her son's, I guess, pet snake died in the fire, which is sad.
That is very sad.
So she called the police and the firefighters, and they could immediately tell it was arson. So when they asked if they knew who might have done this, she said, "The guy that I'm seeing, he has a girlfriend that he dated for 2 weeks, and she's been stalking me since November." And she explains the whole situation. So now we're flashing forward to 2 years later. 2 years later, and this is still going on. The stalking is still happening. So Carrie's family still hasn't seen or spoken to her. So now that the case has been open for 2 years, these two police officers named Jim and Ryan, they decide to look at it with some...
These two just kind of office workers.
No, they're like police officers. They decide to take a look at it with some fresh eyes. Jim thinks that Carrie is dead and that she isn't the one sending these messages. And Ryan thinks that she's alive and is the one doing this, which is pretty helpful because they're looking at it from two different perspectives then. So Ryan looks at the thousands and thousands of messages from Carrie.
Never drinking Diet Coke during the show ever again.
And with the amount that there are, he deduces that it would take someone probably 40 to 50 hours a week to do all of this. So it's a full-time job.
That's crazy.
So he's like, who has the time? Like, how can this person work?
Did she not have a job?
And do that, like, do all of this. So they go into Carrie's phone records and try to find the last thing that happened before, like, these crazy messages started. So they found that the last time anyone had seen Carrie, which was David, when they kissed goodbye for work, she had 2 missed calls from an unknown number. So when they traced that phone number, it traced back to Liz.
Whoa! Whoa! Woo!
So Liz.
All right, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going next? Let's go. Let's go. Where are we going next? Where are we going? Vroom, vroom.
So Liz had called Carrie 2 times the day before she went missing, or before these crazy messages started. And Liz the whole time is explaining to police, like, that she had never spoken to Carrie before these messages started, and that she was even confused as to how Carrie got her number in the first place. So now police are suspicious, and they start investigating Liz a little bit more. Because this whole time, you know, she's like, I've never spoken to Carrie in my life. I don't know how she got my number, and now she's stalking me. But she called her 2 times the day that Dave saw her last. So they bring her in, they get her fingerprint, and get this.
What?
When they had Carrie's current evidence, they did find a fingerprint on a mint case that didn't match Carrie's, but it matched Liz's. It's not enough evidence to, like, charge her with anything, but it's a lead. So they asked Liz if they could look at her phone because they want to see if they can trace Carrie's location. They're not giving themselves up yet. They're like, can we just see your phone again? So she willingly gives it over, and police start digging. And they found apps on her phone that allow her to schedule text messages. And there are a bunch of fake emails under the name of Carrie they find. She had an app that would schedule emails and texts to go out at, like, a certain time. So, like, when...
she pre-planned it all.
Yeah.
She basically worked like a media manager for the stalking.
I know. Like, why don't you do something good with this skill? Like, this is incredible.
What a talent.
Like, so when...
If she poured herself into anything else with this much effort, she probably would have been the head of her company. It's so insane. Like, so insane.
They, like, remember when Dave and Liz were cuddled on the couch and then they got a message that said, like, oh, you guys are cuddling. Must be nice. Mm-hmm. Like, she scheduled that.
Is she doing this as, like, a manipulation tactic to try and keep Dave closer to her?
I think so. And I'll explain why in a bit, too. Okay. So that photo of the person in the trunk, too, was already on Liz's phone before it arrived to Dave's phone.
Damn.
So obviously she took it. She also had a bunch of other photos, like the ones Carrie sent looking through the window. Like,
okay.
They were just on her phone. Like, when Carrie, quote unquote, would take a picture through Dave's window, like, Liz had those pictures on her phone. So while the police try to dig further, Liz comes into the police station, and out of nowhere, she tells the police that she doesn't think it's Carrie that did all of these things, actually. She says she thinks it's actually Dave's longtime ex-girlfriend, Amy Flora. So, police...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so police
were
like...
The one that he has the kids with?
Yeah.
Okay.
So police are like, okay, since when? But they didn't really buy it for a second. They looked into it anyway and talked to Amy, and, you know, Amy had an alibi for every instance that happened, and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, this is not me. So now we're caught up to December 5th, 2015, when Liz is shot in the park in the leg by an unidentified female. So she's in the hospital, and at first she said she didn't know who the woman was, but then she said, actually, I think it was Amy Flora. So when she's out of the hospital, she goes to the police, and she's...
I do remember this part of this, I think.
She's still standing by that it was Amy Flora.
I think it was Amy Flora. I don't know. Just a wild guess. I think it was probably
Amy
Flora.
You know what, actually? I have a different hunch.
Now that you mention it.
After all this time saying, it's Carrie, it's Carrie, it's Carrie, like...
Wait. Actually. Now that you mention it.
So... She's still standing by that it was Amy Flora, and she says she has text messages to prove it. So she shows the police the text, and this is what it says. I'm Amy Flora. I killed Carrie. I took her phone, and I'm the one that's been messaging everyone this entire time. Like, just put it out there unprompted. So police are like, okay, we know this isn't Amy. We talked to her. She had alibis. She had no idea what we were talking about. But they decided to keep the ruse up, and they told Liz that they needed more evidence, and they needed Amy to prove that she's the killer by telling them something that only the killer would know. So Liz was like, oh, I got this. I'll talk to her. I'll be right back. So Liz goes home, tries to get some evidence, comes back with a text message from Amy saying that she killed Carrie in Carrie's own car. So police are like, great, we have the car. Let's look a little bit closer for blood and stuff. So this time they pull back the fabric on the car seats and they see that the cushions were stained with blood, and the blood does match Carrie's blood. So after finding all this evidence, the police realize it's been Liz this entire time stalking herself and stalking Dave.
That's nuts.
Yeah, and she killed Carrie.
So that she, oh my God, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. For 3 years. 3 years. Dave could not believe it. He was like, but we got texts at the same time when we were together. And they were like, Dave, my man, we got news for you. She was scheduling those through a third party app. And Carrie's family, on the other hand, like, wasn't shocked. They were like, we knew it wasn't Carrie. We knew that was the case. So they arrested Liz, but she continued to deny to this day. She still denies it and claims she's innocent and that she's wrongly accused. So they're trying to find more evidence before the trial, because they just want like solid evidence, because they don't have a body. They don't have Carrie's body to prove that a murder even happened. So they go searching in Dave's storage unit, and they found an SD card. And apparently, Liz used a lot of Dave's, like, electronics when she was over there and stuff. And on that, there was a photo of a foot and a Chinese symbol tattoo on it. And they were able to confirm that that foot was Carrie's, and it was, like, covered in blood and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
So they had that. They had the fingerprint, the photos, and the apps on the phone.
This ain't very but, Christian.
But, like, how are they going to prove that this woman was not only capable of stalking Dave, but stalking herself and burning her own house down and killing her own pets? Like, she did all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes people just bug.
Well, in the end, Liz's lawyer, like, presented no evidence.
And, really?
Yeah. And the prosecution.
Well, she just, like, you got
me? I don't know. I don't know what happened, but they didn't really bring anything solid. And the prosecution had, like, so much stuff. And Liz decided to have a trial by judge, and she was found guilty.
Okay.
So in August of 2017, she was sentenced to life in prison. And then I think she got, like, 18 years for the arson. Now, for Carrie, all we know is that she was likely stabbed. And, you know, when Liz was posing as Amy Flora and crafting those texts, Amy Flora, aka Liz, said that she had burned Carrie's remains and threw them in the garbage. So, like, she's not been found.
That's horrific.
And that's it.
That poor family. That poor family.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, so concerned about her. But that they, like, I mean, maybe it's comforting to know that she really didn't just up and leave them and that she does love them, but it's, you know, nowhere near. It's still horrible. But.
That's awful.
That.
What a wild
tale. Is probably the craziest woman
out there. What an absolute wild tale.
Yeah. Absolutely wild.
Hey. Gaslight. Gatekeep. Grandma. Girl boss.
Oh. Well, thanks for sticking around for 100 episodes.
Yeah, thanks for sticking around.
It doesn't even feel like that many. I guess it's a lot, though. Lots of editing and talking.
Yeah, lots of editing and talking. Hey, how are we going to get the episode in this week?
Lots of, hey, you work a full-time job and we're busy. No, that's weekends.
I didn't mean it in a bad way. I mean, like, no, how, literally, how are we going to get that episode
in? I don't think it's a bad
time?
Thing. I'm saying okay, this is sorry, how our like, lives
I didn't
are.
Mean to say, like,
this is how our lives are, where it's, I work a full-time job. We have plans on the weekends. Oh, yeah. How are we going to do this? But we manage.
Hey, because we love it and we love y'all and you guys are the best.
Yeah. So stick around. Stick around or just go to the next episode and we'll answer some of your questions. Like I said, a lot of them are spooky, but a lot of them also aren't. Some fun stuff. So yeah, thank you to everyone for sticking around for 100 eps. Rate and review on Apple Podcast.
Listen to Baseball Hat, please. Thank you.
Listen to Harrison's band.
And hey, hit the follow button on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's the most easy way. You don't even have to, honestly, you don't have to listen to the music if you don't want to. Just hit the follow button on Spotify. It helps me with something that I am very passionate about. And so if you want to do that for me, that would be very nice.
Do it. Okay. Rate and review. I said that already. Follow the show on Instagram at Spooky Show Pod. Thank you for listening. Have the best week of your entire life. Bye.
Bye.